Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on obeying the authority, obeying those that are in leadership. So long as they are obeying the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are obeying the laws that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come down with. And if they are disobeying, if the authorities or those that are in authority disobey the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they go against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are commanded to disobey them. So today we'll do two short hadith in this regard. عن أبي هنيدة وائل بن حجر رضي الله عنه قال سأل سلمة بن يزيد الجعفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرأيت إن قامت علينا أمراء يسألون حقهم ويمنعون حقنا فما تأمرنا؟ فأعرض عنه ثم سأله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اسمعوا وأطيعوا فإنما عليهم ما حملوا وعليكم ما حملتم رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هنيدة وائل بن حجر رضي الله عنه narrates that Salama ibn Yazid al-Ju'fi رضي الله عنه asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, O Rasulullah, what should we do if such rulers are given authority over us who demand their rights from us but deny our rights? In other words, these people that are in authority, they're demanding their rights from us. They want us to fulfill their rights. And at the same time, they're not giving us what rights are due to us. What should we do in a situation like that? This is the authority, this is the leadership. What should we do in a situation like this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from him. He repeated the question, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen and obey. Listen and obey. Isma'u wa ati'u. Listen to them and obey them, because they are answerable for their responsibilities and you are answerable for your responsibilities. What a beautiful answer Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. This is the teaching and this is the mindset of a believer. All the time he's looking to see is what is my responsibility, not is what is my rights. In the secular world, as we explained, in the Western world, everything is about my rights, my rights, my rights. When this question about rights was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said is, you will be questioned about your responsibilities. They will be questioned about their responsibilities. In other words, don't have this mindset of rights, demanding rights all the time. Look to see what duty you have, what responsibility you have to your family, what responsibility you have to the leadership, what responsibility you have to your neighbors, what responsibilities you have to your staff. What responsibility do you have to your domestic workers? What responsibility you have to your musallis? What responsibility you have to people in general? Look to see what responsibilities you've got towards them, rather than demanding rights from them. What a beautiful mindset Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in teaching us, so that we don't get into this type of a mindset of ours, where all the time we want to demand rights. When you have a society where everyone wants to demand rights, then nobody wants to do anything for the next person. Why? They feel, everyone feels that I have some right. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam corrected the situation, taught us so nicely that even if our rights are not fulfilled, then too we should look to see what is our responsibility. Next hadith got something with a similar meaning. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam innaha satakunu ba'di atharatan wa umurun tunkirunaha. Qalu ya Rasulullah kayfa ta'muru man adraka minna dhalik. قال تؤدون الحق الذي عليكم وتسألون الله الذي لكم متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, after I am gone, there will be preferential treatment and matters which you dislike. After I am gone, there will be preferential treatment and matters which you dislike. Sahaba رضوان الله تعالى عليهم asked, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what do you command us to do if we experience this? In other words, people are given preferential treatment over us, and no apparent reason, no outward reason. Someone else may be given preferential treatment. Sometimes it will be based on color, sometimes it will be on lineage, sometimes it will be based on popularity, sometimes it will be based on other reasons except on merit, who is due. If we are found in a situation like that, where people are given preferential treatment, what should we do? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, fulfill the rights which you owe to others and ask Allah for your rights. What a beautiful answer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. In other words, when it comes to rights, then you fulfill other people's rights. When it comes to your own rights, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill your rights. In other words, don't go and extract. It doesn't mean here a person is being oppressed. Then at that time now, he doesn't seek some type of recourse. What is hadith is teaching us is, as a general rule, as a general measure, let us have this type of an attitude that I'm not going to worry about my rights. When it comes to my rights, I'll ask Allah Ta'ala for my rights. As a general rule, I will fulfill the responsibilities of people. Yes, you will get certain situation where a person now is being oppressed. His land is taken away. Some vehicle may be taken away. There's some unjust action against him. Now a person to go and save his rights, if he undergoes or he takes a process so that he can get his rights, there's no harm. Shariat allows for this. But what this hadith is speaking about is a general way, a general mannerism that we have should be one that all the time I'm looking to see, am I fulfilling my side of things? When it comes to people fulfilling my rights, then I should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give me. If I don't get my right, maybe in this world it may be something small, but in the akhirat Allah ta'ala will definitely repay us with something better just because of this ability, not ability, but just because of this way and mindset that we chose in this world. That when it came to the rights of others, we fulfilled it. When it came to our rights, we were prepared to forego it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.